Good morning, everybody. Because of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash so many years ago, the Chachamim instituted certain forms of avelos. So based on the Mishnah, in the end of Maseches Tainis, the Mishnah says that we observe avelos on Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. This year there is no Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Unless the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt before, then there won't be any Tisha B'Av. So midin ha-mishnah, the din of avelos only is on Tisha B'Av. We observe the din in like Shiva. Kol advarim anayim yivav unagim b'Tisha B'Av. And Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av is a little lighter than Tisha B'Av itself. Those of us who are Ashkenazim have a minig that we observe the laws of the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av starting from Rosh Chodesh on. And Ashkenazim have a minig that we observe a lighter form of avelos starting from Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. So al pidin, there are three forms of avelos when a relative dies. One observes first Shiva, that's the most intense avelos. Then one observes to the end of Shloshim, the end of 30 days. And then if it's a parent who died, then one observes avelos for Yud Beis Chodesh. Here, we have everything in the reverse. We start with a milder form of avelos. Ashkenazim do this. Sephardim don't have these minog. Ashkenazim have the minog that we start from Shiva Sabbatamas with the mildest form of avelus, namely like Yud Beis Chodesh. Then when it comes to 9 days, we have a minig, it's not a din. Ashkenazim have a minig, we observe avelus like Shloshim. And then on Tisha B'Av, we have the real din, that you observe avelus like Yud Beis Chodesh. What is Osir in Yud Beis Chodesh, and what is Osir in Shloshim? What exactly is Osir? So here cuts Arosa both on Yud Beis Chodesh for the whole year, and in Shloshim, but there's a difference. In Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh, if a parent dies, one observes Avelos to the end of the year, you're not allowed to take a haircut until it reaches the point of Achi Gara Bochaver, until he looks awful. So we usually assume that you wait twice as long as you would normally wait. In the days of the Ramah, apparently, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, he used to take a haircut every month and a half. So the Ramah writes, you wait 3 months. Today, many people take haircut once a month. So if you wait 2 months since your last haircut, so then you're allowed to take haircut. So in Yud Beis Chodesh, that's what we observe. So the same thing, starting from Shiva Sabbatamos until the 9 days, we observe this milder form of avelus that we don't take haircut unless a person looks awful. If he looks awful, then he's out of shape, then he's allowed to take haircut. During Shloshim, one is not permitted to take a haircut, not allowed to shave, even if he looks awful. There is no heter, Achi Garba Chavera. Another difference between Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh with respect to taking a haircut is, what about cutting fingernails? So in Shloshim, the din is that one is not permitted to cut his fingernails. In Yud Beis Chodesh, we consider cutting the fingernails like Achi Garba Chavera. Just like to take a haircut is mutar achi yigar b'chaverov. So to cut nails, we assume, is always considered yigar b'chaverov. So this is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What's it then in the 3 weeks of cutting nails, toenails or fingernails? So the pashto should be that in up until Rosh Chodesh of, we observe Ashkenazim and observe Avelus like Yud Beis Chodesh, it should be permissible to cut your nails. But starting from Rosh Chodesh of, that's more intense avelos, that's like Shloshim. Every minik has to conform to some din or another. You can't just have a minik to stand on your head every Monday morning at 8:45. The minik has to correspond to, if it's healthy, so that you can have a minik to do something healthy. Stand on your head every Monday morning at 8:45. But if it doesn't correspond to something in halacha, so you just can't have a minik. That's called the minik shtus. It doesn't conform to anything. Every minik has a good reason, but it has to be a kiyum of something. Like just like called the tikkun rabbanon came, the raisa tikkun, all the dinim the rabbanon have to be patterned after dinim the raisa. So the minhagim have to also be some kind of a kiyum or another. So in the 3 weeks, we assume that it's permissible up until Rosh Chodesh Av. It's permissible, even though you're not allowed to take a haircut or a shave, but you're permitted to cut nails. But starting from the 9 days, the pashtus is that the Ashkenazim observe that like Shloshim. So in Shloshim, the din is one is not permitted to cut nails. So try to arrange your haircuts and your nail cutting in such a way that you should avoid cutting your nails in the 9 days. Have a nice day.